Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys.
It's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday.
Welcome to the show, bitches. I'm alive.
Oh, yeah, you were under the knife.
Yeah, I didn't pass, and I didn't turn into a crow. So everything worked out, you guys.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations. Everyone grab a cup of coffee, grab a Kiki cocktail, and lower your panties, because it's going to be a wild show today. We have a lot of topics to cover. Spooky looking beautiful. She's wearing a grapefruit, spooky 70s-style top off the shoulder.
Oh, it's from the Snooki Shop. I went to the store this morning because I had a meeting. I had to figure out some stuff. And then, oh my God, where is it? I came out with a plushie, you guys.
Oh, you made that? The Where's the Beach plushie?
How cute.
Oh, I thought someone was trying to rob your idea.
No. So Punchkins makes like these cute stuffies. And I wanted a Snooki squishy. And here she is.
Can I have one for Twiggles? Can I have
that? Wait. They sent me a couple. I left one like on my chair here because this is my office. Rocky freaking took it and was biting it for days.
Now, if you're listening to the show, it is a stuffed animal with a poof. It's spooky. She's got rhinestone glasses on. It looks like a margarita. A margarita and a Where's the Beach t-shirt with slippers and
panties.
So
it was inspiration. So this outfit is inspiration from my Italy outfit where, remember, it says I'm bad. And I had shorts on with my fuzzy boots. So these are kind of like my fuzzy boots. And then I have Where's the Beach instead of I'm Bad, but in the green color. And then obviously I had to do my iconic rhinestone sunglasses. And then the margarita is from the season in Miami, season 2. Remember I kept going to Oceans and getting that big margarita with the beer in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you and Ron kept spilling.
Yes, when I was on my bender. And then it's a nice poof on the top. So these are with Punchkins.
While we're on the subject, I also have something for the Snooki Shop.
Oh, you got the basket. Okay, perfect.
I contacted the general manager and inquiring about a donation basket for my charity event. And it was here the next day. And I got a little something for myself. I hope you don't mind. I was on the Snooki Shop Instagram and I saw the Nashville. There's a camouflage hat and I only wear camouflage. And it said, "Ride me cowboy," or like "Kiss me cowboy" on it, and I said and throw that hat in too. So they're flying it in from Nashville tomorrow. If you know what we're talking about, I have a charity event on February 21st. It's a week from tomorrow in New York City at Ray's Bar, and it's for me and Pete Gear hosting, and it is for a charity event. It's for people that for my vet, Your Vet. And it's an adoption event, so it's going to be a bar, a fun bar I go to all the time. And there's going to be dogs there, adoptable dogs. And we're raising money for people that for pets that can't afford their vet bills. And we're helping the relief fund and making sure everyone can get their surgeries and stay happy and healthy and live a long, healthy life. It's free to get in. Everything's come in free. All the proceeds for our Lake Hour cocktails. There's these canned cocktails. They're fabulous. They have all different flavors. There's like a peach iced tea, and there's like iced tea vodkas, and there's seltzers, and it's all so delicious from Lake Hour. So every cent of this proceeds from Lake Hour cocktails go to the the relief fund. And there'll be giveaways. So we have the Sookie Basket, and there's all different giveaways we're going to be having. And there's a meet and greet. We have Snap Society. Melanie from Snap Society is coming, and she's going to be doing the photo booth so everyone can take a picture with me and Twiggles. Poppy's coming. Billy's coming. Everyone's coming. And I need someone to watch Wiggles while I'm partying. So you guys all have to take turns babysitting. Okay. Let's get into your surgery week. So it was on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared were you going
in? Okay, so remember how I said it was Friday. So the fact that it was that early, I literally just rolled out of bed and, you know, you can't wear any jewelry, obviously no makeup. So I was perfect just like rolling out of bed and getting in the car because mommy drove me. So by the time I got in there and they were like, they brought me in the back and I had to put the scrubs on and they put an IV in me and I was just chilling. It was literally like 6:30 and I was dead tired. So I kind of love the fact that I went right away, because say like I had to be there at 11, I would have woke up and panicked and like freaked out. So I'm glad that I was like half dead and sleepy. So I wasn't freaking out. And mommy was with me the whole time until they rolled me into the operating room. So I wasn't nervous until I started to lay on the bed. But right when I laid on the bed, they put like these big things on my legs. Yeah, because they didn't want me to like blood clot and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. So I started to freak out a little bit. But then like I put my arm out and right away the anesthesia guy gave me anesthesia. So I literally had probably a minute to be like, oh my God. But I was acting cool.
So 1 to 10 scared. You weren't scared. And then no. The leg warmer things are fun. They also put a big balloon thing on me. I looked like Lady Gaga when I got my body surgery.
Oh, you did a big surgery. Yeah.
I mean, a big surgery. Mm-hmm. Now, then how long was the procedure? Like an hour?
No, it was like 25 minutes. Even. It's very, very quick. So the anesthesia, it was literally done in 25 minutes. But when they gave me the anesthesia, because I got anesthesia before for my boobs. And I remember like being like, a little like woo, but then like falling asleep. This one, I don't know if it was different anesthesia or something, but right when they gave it to me, the room turned rainbow and sparkly. And I was like, ooh, I'm feeling it. And I was trying.
I shrink you, GHB.
They gave me something great. But I felt like I had 10 martinis in a second and I felt awesome. And I knew I was dozing off and I was like trying to keep my eyes open like this. And they were like, tell me how you feel. And I said, I see aliens. And that's the last thing that I said. I said aliens.
Oh, those were her last words.
My last words were aliens, of course. And then I woke up. I don't remember waking up, which is the weird part. All I remember is sitting in the chair, my mom dressing me to go home. So, yeah, I don't remember like waking up or anything. It's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
Surgery is wild. And anesthesia. Yeah.
Was it a twilight or were you full knocked out like general anesthesia?
No, yeah. So I had fully knocked out.
I had a colonoscopy mm-hmm. and they said it was a twilight, but I was blacked out. I didn't remember anything. And I woke up and sharted.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so I woke up and was pouring blood out of my vag. I'm still wearing a pad.
I was going to say.
So, yeah, so the recovery. So, okay, ladies, if you have to get this done, piece of cake, I would say, because you know I'm a baby and I hate pain and I freak out. And even though I had 3 kids, like I was shaking uncontrollably every single kid. And I just don't like pain and I get scared and I'm a baby. So after I got home, before they did the surgery and I was knocked out, I didn't feel anything. They did, you know, like the needles to make it numb and everything. So he put 2 stitches in there because he cut like a big hole in the cervix. So he had 2 stitches to like close the hole.
Upstairs or like
in my cervix?
Like, oh, you can't see it.
No, yeah, all the way. Everything's internal.
Yeah, some.
So he had to do that. And he was just like, you know, the couple hours that you go home, you're just going to be tired, like groggy from the anesthesia. Just stay hydrated, take a nap, and you'll probably start to like feel crampy or, you know, pressure later in the day. So like take your regular Tylenol, Advil, Motrin, whatever. So I was like clockwork because I did not want to feel the cramps, which I started to feel. So I just got a heating pad, but I stayed on top of like, you know, taking my Advil, my Motrin. I kept like switching it. So I did that and I was basically just like, you know, crampy and bleeding and whatever for the weekend. And then Monday comes around and I'm just like, all right, I'm starting to feel better. But like, I realize I haven't shit. And you know me, I poop. Oh. I could poop 2 times a day. I love pooping. Pooping is my mm-hmm. thing. I just love it. And I've never not pooped for like a day. So now I'm like, now I'm getting like really crampy and my stomach's like out to here. So I was just thinking, oh, maybe it's just, you know, my cervix is inflamed. It's healing. That's why my stomach is like out. Ugh. I felt like I was like 6 months pregnant. But then I was like, I couldn't move. And I was like, I was panicking. And then I was talking to my mom and she was like, well, have you pooped? I'm like, oh, my God. So I haven't pooped. I finally pooped yesterday, you guys, Wednesday. I finally pooped on Wednesday. I was chugging Miralax. I had my like my Stanley and I
the purple cap.
I was just pouring Miralax like I was drugging myself with rat poison. And I had two big Stanleys of Miralax. And then I ended up pooping my pants and then I pooped. And now I finally feel like myself. So ladies, just be careful. Make sure you probably want to take a stool softener if you're doing like the round
Colace.
The round of the clock stuff, which was so funny because I didn't tell you that I was constipated. And then on Joby's story, you posted a laxative. Like why were you doing that?
Well, you know, I was doing it for sport.
It's happening.
All right, Lola is the world's number one blanket crafted with ultra-soft, luxurious vegan faux fur and a signature four-way stretch. That kind of quality is instantly feels gift-worthy. So Valentine's Day is all about giving something meaningful, something thoughtful, something personal, romantic, and unforgettable. And that's why Lola Blankets is the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Cozy, luxurious, and thoughtful in every way that flowers and chocolates could just never. A Lola makes any date night at home softer, warmer, and more intimate. It's your upgrade to your let's stay in tonight plans make the whole night feel so much more special. It's machine washable, double hemmed, and built to last for years, making it truly meaningful long term for someone special. It's going to make the coziest Valentine's gift ever. I have them all over the house. Peaky won't sleep without anything else besides the Lola blanket. Billy loves them. I have five of them now. I got five. So I sleep with one. Billy has one. Peaky has one. We all have our own. But I have an extra large one, the enormous one that I have on the bed that I bring out to the couch. And it can cover like my entire sectional. And we just all lay under it like one cozy big family. But it's literally changed my life. And literally, if you want to treat yourself, treat your loved one, it is the most cozy, luxurious thing I've ever had.
Yes, queens. Lola comes in a range of sizes and it also makes weighted blankets for calming therapeutic vibes. I got one for Sissy because she loves weighted blankets and she is literally obsessed. And don't forget about their matching pillows. They look amazing and you can save when you do a bundle. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blanket products with code Snooki at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Snooki. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. So please support our show and let them know that we sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets.
Yeah, so I use the magnesium citrate. It's a bottle that you get from CVS. And it literally is what you take before you have a colonoscopy. This is what you take before you have to have like ass surgery. Because it's like it cleans you out like completely. So you're pissing clear water out of your asshole.
Or before anal.
It's not for the faint. Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. This is like an extreme laxative. And I'll be transparent with you. I'm abusing laxative to lose weight.
It's good to clear out your system. Like your intestines, like you need to clear that out.
I needed a reset because I was indulging in different things over the weekend. Because Super Bowl weekend happened and I wanted to indulge in and all the food I made. So I made like all these like Yummy's quesadillas, and I'll tell you everything I made. But basically, after Super Bowl weekend, and Billy and I we've been going to like dinners and stuff, and we've been trying pizza. Like we had a pizza that week. I just was eating like I wasn't normally used to eating since I lost my weight.
Yeah,
so I felt very bloated, very full, and very like lethargic, and I looked swollen. I just did not feel
myself.
And
that makes you depressed too. Like you don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was like, I just knew it was from like all the bad food I ate and all the alcohol. I was drinking alcohol. I only drink
shocking.
Like, you know, once a month now, but you know, when I do drink, I drink, you know, like an animal, but, so I wanted to do a reset. So this kind of piss, like makes you piss everything out. Like you piss out of your ass. So you just like drink tons of water and you go to the bathroom, literally like I lost 9 pounds overnight because it was all backed up shit and water weight. So I did it for pure sport, but check with your doctor before you do it. But if you have a pool party, mama, that's the way to do it. If you have to get into a dress or, you know, you need to be slim and de-bloated for an event. I mean, again, check
colonics are nice too, though. I remember.
Yeah, but this is similar.
Yeah, me and Jenny, we went. I remember. Oh, I had my photo shoot. Remember I did a photo shoot? It's on my wall for Us Weekly. And it was my reveal of how I lost 42 pounds. It was right before that shoot. Me and Jenny were in L.A. and I was like, girl, listen, like, can we do a colonic so I can lose like the last like 2 pounds and like just clear my gut? She was like, let's go. So we did a colonic.
I want to go again.
Oh, it was so nice.
I was pissed that I didn't get to have the peekaboo hose to see all the stuff come out, because that's how you know like how much
stuff
is backed up in there.
Oh my God, I did. I wanted to die. Well, first of all, I was nervous because I'm like, is this girl going to stick this up my ass? And no, you do it.
The whole tube?
Yeah. So you're like, obviously, like on your side, and she gives you the tube and you just like poke it in. It's kind of like what I do to Gianni, like when we start, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So I poked the hole in, and then she flushes your intestines out with warm water, so it feels nice. But then once your stomach is like filled, it kind of feels like a tummy ache where you're like, oh my God, I have to diarrhea, and then
you're gonna shit your pants.
Yeah, and it was a clear tube and it was just chunks of brown, and I'm like, oh. But I felt so much better after. I forget how long it was, but after she was like, all right, now you're gonna go sit on the potty for, you know, like 5 minutes, and when you sit on the potty, then more comes out. So you can't trust a fart that day, but
no.
I think I lost like 4 pounds of just old shit in my intestines.
Cause it's, yeah, you should. I'm going to go this weekend.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to do. But yeah, I had a colon. I did my own at home colon cleansing, and I feel lighter and livelier than ever. I went to the doctors this week, cause I had to re up all my medications, and, that was exciting.
There she is.
Here's Tweaky. I'm a beacon of health this week, and now I'm just kind of eating very light and lively. I'm back on Weight Watchers too, so I'm just like, you know, counting my points.
Oh,
and
so we're
doing me.
We're doing an early dinner on Sunday. Are you going to be healthy?
No. Okay, so we very rare occasion. Spooky and I are doing a civilized. Oh, here's my phone. I was sitting on it the whole time. A civilized dinner date.
A classy.
A classy dinner date. We are going
a quick bite, if you will.
A bon voyage to New Jersey. Me, Opal, Billy, and Tweaky are coming to see Tweaky in New Jersey. And we're going to a restaurant
with Tracy
in town, with Tracy Barber.
Yes,
and cheerleading mom.
She's one of my besties, and we're gonna do. So Valentine's Day is Saturday, right?
Saturday. Meet us.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Do you have any plans for Saturday?
Yes.
Tell me.
Yeah, I do. We'll get into them in a second. Do you want to finish Sunday?
Well, Sunday we're doing dinner. It's going to be an early dinner. So yeah, we're going to go to a nice place Tracy picked. Tracy knows all like the nice restaurants because her and Tiki always go out to nice restaurants and dates.
Yeah.
So my girl, where should we go? That's like, because we always love going to Luco near my house, but it's like, we always go there. Let's try something different. So we're going to try someplace different on Sunday. And it's going to be an early dinner, which I love because, you know, we
what
like
time
to be
are
in bed.
Go?
I'll text you.
I know it has to be early.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'd love to do day drinking. So here's the plan. I have to drop Piggy off at Poppy's house because I'm not bringing him to dinner with me. So he's gonna babysit, and then we're gonna head over there. Can we have a martini at your house first?
Oh yeah, we could go to Tracy's.
Oh, Trina Tracy. It's not us, huh?
Tracy's house is beautiful. I'm excited for that. And yeah, we're gonna have like a quick bite on Sunday.
Now, normally, you know, I like to go out to dinners and do all the fancy things all the time. But Valentine's Day and New Year's, the things, days like that, that's when I don't go out, because that's when there's foolishness is going on. And all it's we call it amateur hour here in the city, because every restaurant is going to just fucking charge, make a fucking shitty prefix menu, meaning like they'll make a menu that's already made up and you can't pick off anything else. And they're charging, like, this one place I want to go, they're charging $325 per person. Yeah, so they don't tell you what's on the menu at all. It's like, what if I am fucking gluten-free, or what if I don't eat fish, or fucking eat this, or what I don't like this? You can't even pick your own food, but you still have to pay $325. That doesn't include all the alcohol and all the other stuff. It's like a fucking shitty money grab for like amateurs. So we never go out on Valentine's Day. We always stay home and we do something special. So I'm excited about this Valentine's Day because we're doing something fun. So Saturday, I want to do an activity. I let him. What were you going to say?
Well, I feel like you did this last year.
What did we do?
You said the same thing last year. Yeah, how you didn't want to go out because it was just too much.
It's too much. I mean,
I feel like you cooked last year, right?
Yes, so I'm cooking again this year.
Yeah.
So last year, I don't remember what we did last year, but like, we always like do something fun at home. Like one year I made sushi. One year I made like homemade sushi, and I got all the.
Did you lay on him naked?
No, we just paid, we put it on the table. But like I decorated it nice and I made it like, you know, all cute. So this year it's on Saturday. So we have the full day. So I want to go during the day. I want to go do exploring. I want to go to, we're going to go to Brooklyn and we want to go like antiquing. Him and I are like having the antique bug. I want all new like little knickknacks and like decorative things. So, and we want to like kind of explore Brooklyn because we love going to Brooklyn. So we're going to go to all the antique shops and like all the little stores there.
Cute.
We're
going to
get like lunch there. We're going to bring Peaky with us and just kind of spend the day out.
Oh my God, get an Aperol Spritz.
Oh, well, for the evening affair, we're coming home and I'm making pho, which is, he's never had it before. And I know he's going to love it. Pho is the Vietnamese, it's Vietnamese noodle soup, which is like famous. It's so fucking good. It's like, it's my one of my favorite things to ever eat. And it's like you can create your own adventure with it, with the toppings and all the stuff. But the broth is, it takes forever. And it's a very specific broth. So I have to like make this broth. It's going to take hours and hours on the stove. So I'm making pho because he's never had it. It's going to be so chic and fun and yummy. But while that's cooking, we're going to get drunk. And I bought these huge fucking all-inclusive kits, painting kits from Amazon. And we're going to paint each other's portrait.
Stop. Like, I've always wanted to do that. And I think it's so cute
it's
and wholesome.
Be so funny.
You have to make a TikTok.
I know. No, we are.
Yes,
he's going to do it.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to like make it good because I'm an artist. I'm a makeup artist and I've worked in the arts and
I
design
love that.
And crafts and stuff my whole life. So I'm going to try to make a nice portrait of him. But I know he's going to be like, if you ever see these videos on TikTok,
it's
like
so
one
funny.
Couple. The husband always makes the woman look crazy. So I'm just ready for the reveal when Billy like draws me like a fucking nightmare, like a big cow or something.
Like a character.
It's going to be. Yeah, so it's going to be funny. So we're going to paint each other's pictures and have nice wines. And then we're going to have the pho. And, you know, I have a kid now. So, you know, it's about everyone you love in your life. So it's not just about, like, your romance, about your sweetheart. It's about family and the babies as well. So
we're
going to all watch a movie. We're going to rent a movie and have a night in, a kiki night in.
It's happening.
Okay, mamas, here's something that keeps me up at night as a parent. Our kids are the first generation growing up on ultra-processed foods. Yuck. And the long-term effects, we're only beginning to understand them. So while everyone else is promising to hit the gym more in 2026, I'm literally focusing on something that'll actually stick. Better nutrition for my children. That's exactly why Hiya exists. To give parents a real solution in a market flooded with products that prioritize candy-like appeal over actual nutrition. Some children's vitamins on the market today contain up to 7 grams of sugar per serving and are stuffed with artificial additives and petroleum-based dyes. Hiya took the opposite approach. There's zero sugar, zero gummy junk, and just clean nutrition. So my kids have been taking Hiya since we started working with Hiya as our sponsor. It's one of my favorite sponsors as a parent, and my kids just love their vitamins. They take it every single day. I know that they're getting good vitamins and nutrition, and I'm just loving how aesthetically the jars are. I know it's like stupid, but I just love the jars. They look nice on the counter. The kids can decorate them with stickers, and I'm just obsessed with Hiya. And here's something every parent needs to hear. If getting your kids to eat vegetables feels like an impossible daily battle, Hiya's new Kids Daily Greens and Superfoods is a total game changer. It's basically chocolate milk stuffed with veggies. It's a green powder that's packed with 55 plus whole food sourced ingredients. Just mix one scoop with milk or any non-dairy beverage and watch them actually enjoy something that's secretly fueling their growing bodies.
We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Snooki. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to HiyaHealth, HiyaHealth.com/Snooki to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
So I want to go to our favorite place in Jersey that I love. It's a nice Italian restaurant. They have the best martinis and they just have beautiful, just like yummy Italian food. I love the vibe. It's like old school.
Yes.
So I think I want to go there.
Do you remember we had my birthday there?
When?
And when they made me the big, years ago, and they brought me that big dick cake. They made a chocolate cake with a big dick on it.
Oh my God, I have the worst memory. I don't remember that.
We were in a private room. My friends own it. But yeah, I love that place.
Yeah, so I want to do that. And then that's it. Something nice and simple. We were supposed to go to Florida for the weekend, but Lorenzo had a Valentine's Day party that he didn't want to miss. And we were going to surprise the kids and go to our condo for 2 nights. But Lorenzo didn't want to go. And he's 13.
Couples are for- Do you think that couples feel like they have to like live it up on Valentine's Day, like with the boom boom, like the sexy stuff? Like, do you think like everyone's expecting to have the best sex of their life on Valentine's Day, or like be the most romantic thing ever? I think there's a lot of expectations couples make on each other for Valentine's Day.
I mean, I'm sure. What do you think? But I mean, for me, I would just want alone time, because we never get alone time with the three kids and working and traveling all the time. Like, we never have time to ourselves, let alone just randomly go on a date. So my big thing is just like being alone and dating each other. What you posted yesterday on your story was so perfect. It was so perfect. And I was like, oh God, what is this? Because I thought you were having a breakdown. But I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is so true. And I sent it to Gianni and I'm like, yes. Like, what did it say? It was like saying,
basically it says how to date your long-term partner again.
Yes.
It's like, you know, we get so stuck in the rut of like being married and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And treating each other like roommates. And it's like, just kind of break up the routine. Like they said, suggested having the date night, but get ready in separate rooms and then meet each other in the living room once you're dressed for a drink, almost like you're for seeing each other for the first
time. So cute. I love that.
All this cute stuff we forget about, like, and it's just simple things that couples like becomes mundane and like, you know, the same thing every
literally
day.
Literally roommates.
It's just like it reminds each other to just flirt with each other and get dressed, put an effort to look good for each other and like put work in, you know. And all the cute things just forget as a long-term partner, because you feel like, you know, it's a dead end. But no, it's not. You just have to change the way you think about how you're approaching life as your long-term partner. And it just makes, you know, because it's exciting for everyone. But, you know, people that have been in relationships, long-term relationships, it's like, you know, oh, okay, same thing. Bill's going to get me flowers and we're going to eat chocolate. And then,
yeah, I don't need any of that.
The regular day.
Yeah, no. I don't need any of that. I really just like a helpful little thing. I like cards with feelings. Like Gianni's like, I don't know what to get you. And I'm just like, I just want a card. Like, you go to the store, pick out the card that like speaks to you with the words and what it's saying. And then I want you to write like a paragraph of feelings for me. And he does it all the time, every single Valentine's. And that's literally all I want. But like also like the dating part, like we never go out and we never do dates because we're like full-time parents. And it's just, you know, sometimes we forget to have alone time. So I just want to dress up. Like, I want to show him how hot I can be because I'm like literally Adam Sandler every single day. Yeah, like I don't wear makeup ever. Like, I hardly do my hair. So I want to show him how pretty I am still. So the plan is to go out to a nice dinner and then that's that. But what sucks is I can't have sex because...
I was going to say, you're snurb up and running yet.
Like, why did I do this before Valentine's
Day? Closed for business. Well, your back door's open. Just get it in the ass.
No, because the mirror lacks. I'm still shitting my pants. Like,
oh, mira, son.
I guess like I'll do other things, but
you're gonna have to gag on it.
Oh God. Yeah. So
I don't call a job for nothing.
So after you get the biopsy, he says 4 weeks of no sex, kind of like you had a baby. But I'm like,
what?
I have my appointment next week. He's gonna go up there and see how it is. So.
Wait, when did you find out if there's any bad spores in the snurb?
I was supposed to know by Monday, Tuesday, and I didn't hear anything. And I called the office. And they didn't say anything. So I feel like no news is good news, because if something was bad, he would have called me right away because he was so crazy with everything. So I feel like we might be good.
That's like waiting for an AIDS test in the 90s. It was like that was the fucking scariest thing in the world. Like back then, like I was such a hypochondriac. Like I wouldn't even have sex. I would kiss a guy and think that I had it full blown. It was like the most terrifying thing ever. That was like it's a nightmare. But thoughts and prayers. Let's get into some celeb gossip right now. There's a lot of hot water. Last week we broke the story on the newly greenlit Golden Girl, the Golden Life.
Oh my God, we totally broke the story.
New York City Real Housewives reboot takes Palm Roni. Beach. Roni. But now there was a little whoops-a-daisy in the plan. Do you want to tell us what happened?
No, I like when you report.
Okay, good. So everything was set. Everything was fine. And the cast was set to be Kelly Ben Simone, Jill Zarin, Ramona Singer, Luann Del Seps.
Ramona.
I said that. Ramona. Sonia Morgan.
Sonia.
And then they said there was maybe others were announced. There was talk maybe Bethany will come back. But Bethany said, you know, some nice things, wishing the girls well, but said, you know, she doesn't need any drama in her life right now. She's content and happy. And she's, you know, she doesn't really want to do that. But maybe she could be persuaded. And there was talking about Dorinda Medley going over there.
Dorinda!
So that's all happened. Then Super Bowl happened, which we'll get into right after this story.
Gaga.
We'll talk Super Bowl thoughts. Jill Zarin was, everyone had their own opinions about the Super Bowl and where, this halftime performer, the Bad Bohemies. And Jill Zarin basically went on a violent racist tirade regarding the...
It was so racist. And the fact that she doesn't see that it's racist is very scary.
Right. So if you haven't seen it, it's all over the internet. Basically, she was saying that she thought that, and some people are saying it's just her opinion. But yeah, everyone's tended to her opinion. But when your opinion is undeniably racist, then that's where the problem comes in.
I can't.
So she was saying that it was an ICE protest and it was horrible that there wasn't after 250 years. And that math didn't add up for me. She was saying 70 years, but I thought it was the 60th birth. I don't know. She's going on a rant about how there was not one white person allowed in the whole thing. And I don't know what he was saying because I don't speak Spanish. And he was basically it was a ICE protest, and he was sending violent messages of hate and against white people.
I don't understand. She was on this rant. And Jill Zarin's not the only one saying this. A lot of people are saying this. I was fucking crying hysterically.
I thought it was so moving.
I felt so cozy and happy. I was hysterically crying.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't get it.
And they were saying, because they didn't know they don't know what he's saying. So they were assuming what he was saying.
Neither do I.
His whole thing was about unity. His whole thing was about unity and everyone being represented and everyone, America being all together. That's, if you didn't get that without even having to listen to it, you saw the fucking flags that he was doing. And you heard all the nations he was calling out and connecting everyone as one.
Did he say Chilena?
I think he said it first.
Chile.
He went through, he had all the flags. It was like everyone, and I think, what's her name, said it, another housewives are killing it this season. Bethany said it the best way. She said on her thing is everyone that is a Super Bowl, whether it's Rihanna or a country singer or whoever, they are or Beyonce when she did it, like they're expressing their experience as a human and their experience on this earth and what they're inspired by.
Did you see Bethany's video before that though?
No, but what was, I didn't share. I thought, a rebuffle? I thought she said something nice. She said something bad.
I think she said something negative, like Jill, and then she deleted it and then said that one. But then everyone caught the first video, so then she deleted her second video being positive about it. It's a mess. You got to go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, God. Basically, it's saying, what I liked, the one thing she did say was that that was his experience. And, you have to, people get so dehumanized by their own, like racism and own inside hate. You have to remember, this is, picture, everyone's a fucking human. Everyone's a child. Everyone, no matter where the fuck you come from, if you're not from there or don't understand what it is, think about anyone who has children, like a kid. Every kid has a feeling. Every child has feelings. Every person has feelings. Everyone's deserving of to be proud of where they're from. Everyone's deserving of to be proud of who they are and what inspires them and to share their emotion and share their passion and share their things with that things that make them happy. Like no matter what culture you're from, even if you don't understand it, like anyone should be entitled that right and should be celebrated. Like even if it's just because you don't know where it's from or where you're from. It's like fucking have some respect. Like, wouldn't you just treat people the fucking? It goes back to similar. Like, treat people the way you want to be fucking treated. Do you want to be fucking treated like an alien and fucking like you're a bad person just because you're not from where you're from?
No, it's sick.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's sick.
And anyone who has children,
it's racism. Children,
you're a racist people. If you have children, you're a sick fucking bitch. Because the picture of anyone telling your baby or your child that they're not good enough or they don't deserve or they're fucking illegal or they're fucking whatever.
Oh, I'm going to jail. Get out of
whatever.
Here.
Whatever. Like, have fucking, how are you, especially women, I think it's most disgusting when the mothers are racist or homophobic or fucking, or assholes to people just because of who they are and their differences. Like, you're a mother. Imagine someone talking to your child like that.
Well, that's kind of how Jill Zarin came across. Isn't she your mom?
Look in the mirror. You sick bitches. Look in the fucking mirror. It's so disgusting. I'm a mother.
I hate everyone.
Wiggles is from Mexico. Imagine.
It's happening.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We get it. February is full of flowers, candy, stuffed animals, and of course, lots of talk about relationships and dating. And no matter where you are, whether you're married or dating or single or just focusing on you, you're right on time. Therapy can help you find your way and see more clearly where you want to be.
That's right. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching for you so you can focus on what's important, your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps you identify your preferences, and their 12-plus years experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means you typically get it right the first time. So if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a therapist at any time with no additional charge or any drama. So with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works on an average of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based over 1.7 million client reviews.
Yes, mamas.
It's changed our lives immensely, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for BetterHelp.
Amen. So sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/snooki. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/snooki.
I was never worried about not knowing the language. I was just worried about I don't know his songs. So I get hyped up.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I know his
songs,
but I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, so I didn't care about that. I didn't care about him being. I knew he was going to speak Spanish. So I wasn't expecting to know the Spanish.
Right.
But even if it's like Selena sings Spanish, "Bini Bini Bamba," we don't.
Oh,
know
I wonder
what she's saying. But we still
if
love the music.
Selena's came back from the dead and did the Super Bowl.
But what I got is the fucking message I got from the thing. First of all, I loved. This is the best one I've seen in years since Gaga, I would say. And again, I just liked the theatrics of it, because it looked like it was a film, like a movie. Like it was like there were scenes he was going through. The girls getting the nail salon. It was like showing, like, you know.
I mean, it was so relatable
you
and normal.
You wanted to be from that neighborhood, like where he was from.
Yes.
It's like he was showing like the happiness, and like no matter what language you speak, no matter what country you're from or where you're from, you saw community.
He used real businesses from, you know, people that are Latina and they own businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the fact that he did that.
Yeah. So, like, you know, he was showing his culture, but you could have pressed copy and paste in any culture. If this was something else, showing, you know, I don't know, a country thing, and like they're showing the lemonade stand or showing the boot shining fucking place or whatever people in the country do, or like a horseback riding a horse thing, showing whatever your culture is, like, you know, then everyone will be on with that. But you have to be open to everything else. That's what makes, that's the spice of life. But so I loved that he had so much motion going on, like it was like a movie scene, and all the dancers and actors, there's the boxers, the nails. I liked he was the store, and then went to the bodega, and
bodega.
That was so fun. And, you know, I didn't know I didn't know the music or the songs, but I was vibing with the performance.
I was smiling the entire time. I felt so cozy. And then our mother, the mother of all mothers, appeared, and I fucking
hopped out of nowhere. I screamed.
Well, first it was Ricky Martin, I think. And I go, "Ricky!" I go, "Is that Ricky?" All right, so right when I saw Gaga, I was just like, "Oh my God, mother." And she just looked so freaking cute and happy to be there. And I know that Bad Bunny was like obsessed with Gaga, so that probably meant the world to him, because she is his mother also. But just the remix of her with her song.
If the world was ending,
I need it.
I would be blessed.
It's playing in my mind every single day. I'm adding that to my funeral playlist, because that is literally... It's everything. It sounded just so fucking good, and she looked so good and beautiful. Like, oh, it made me so happy to see Gaga there.
I loved it, and I think two things I want to talk about there. It was such. I mean, everyone's wondering who they're bringing out. That was not my bingo card by any means. I thought it was going to be. Everyone's thinking maybe Daddy Yankee. Maybe me.
Oh, when they play Gasolina, I'm like, "Bitch, let's go." So I'm kind of annoyed that they teased that a little bit and didn't do anything. Like, come on.
I don't want to say that I create the trends in the world, but my food ratings for the past year, how have I been rating foods with me and Billy? How many Gasolinas is it? Is it 1 to 10 Gasolinas? How many Gasolinas? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, as or gas? Mm-hmm. So I've been saying Gasolina all year long, and now all of a sudden, it shows up at the Super Bowl.
You're stupid.
Not only does that show up, but the colors. Okay, I haven't told anyone this, and I don't know how to get. I need to express it somehow. Baby blue and burgundy are so fucking chic right now together. And when I showed up with the outfits with Gaga's section, I scrimped, because I was like, I was just Googling. I just ordered pillows that were navy blue. I'm sorry, baby blue and burgundy. It is such a trend color combination going on in home design. And I just need to get baby blue in my house somewhere. So I was trying to like think as pillows. I think it's going to be a painting, but we'll see. Color trends, baby blue and burgundy. That was something I loved a bit about it. Then let's talk about the bevy of dancing celebrities in the opening scene. I was trying to find all of them.
Changing my wife. My wife has always been Jenna Dewan. I'm changing it.
Oh, man.
Like, girl, you'll always be my wife. But Jessica Alba, you are that girl that you think you are. You are beautiful. She doesn't fucking age. Mm-hmm. She's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. I love her so much. And she's a mother of like four kids, mm-hmm. three kids. She's just
a billionaire.
Fucking
entrepreneur,
beautiful.
Billionaire. The Honest Company is over $1 billion.
If
she's
I could
a,
be anybody,
entrepreneur.
I would be Jessica Alba. You are fucking stunning, bitch. You are that bitch.
She probably listens. I'm sure she listens to the program.
I love her.
So Jessica Alba, we've spotted. I spotted Carol G. I spotted Daddy.
Who is
I spotted
Carol G.
Carol, she is a singer. She's a singer and songwriter.
What is she saying?
Mira sana sana, mira sana sana. I don't know what she sings.
Okay.
Then there was Dave Grubman, who owns Miami restaurants and nightlife. Mm-hmm. Dave Grubman.
Pedro was there.
Pedro Pascal, yes, he
was
there.
Oh, I love him. Did you know he's Chilean?
Cardi B. Yes, I knew that.
Pedro is
Cardi
Chilean.
Cardi B was there. Cardi B was there, and her boyfriend was Stefan Diggs, was playing in the Super Bowl. And then the hot topic of everyone on everyone's mind, everyone's up in arms because Alex Earle was there. Now, it was a random occurrence. Like, what the fuck is this random white bitch doing there? But they do have a lot in common. Now, Grubman is there because let me explain why everyone was there. Grubman is there because him and Bad Bunny they own a restaurant together. So they opened up a new restaurant in Miami.
Oh,
together.
Mira.
Alex Earle is from Miami. Alex Earle was her.
She's from
Alex
Jersey.
Earle and Bad Bunny, I know, but she lived in Miami for years. Alex Earle and Bad Bunny were both in the Happy Gilmore movie together. So they know each other from that. They
yes.
are also,
he was his caddy.
Yeah. So they were in the Happy Gilmore movie together. And Alex and Dave Grubman is the new executive producer of, and the idea behind the Alex Earle's new reality show on Netflix. So they all kind of are working in the same thing. So Alex,
how
Earle
do you
did
know this?
Promotion.
Are you friends with them?
Yeah, Alex Earle did a bunch of promotions with Bad Bunny before. So like they're all kind of in the same cahoots. And if you don't think it's not about marketing, it is about marketing because that's why Alex Earle was there. That's why Dave Grubman was there.
Oh,
to
makes
the
sense.
The restaurant to report to Alex Earle to get publicity for the new Netflix show.
Well, I was
show.
Thinking, I was like, is she some sort of Spanish that I don't know? Like I thought. I thought
maybe.
She, yeah, I don't think so.
All through that, but I thought that the performance was great. The game was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. I was rooting for Drake May. He's my husband, and Billy's team is the Patriots. Billy went to Boston for the game to be with his friends, and that all like grew up there. They all went to some bars and lived it up. They thought they were going to like be climbing greasing poles and stuff, but they didn't win. So the game was shit. But you know what? We all had fun. I made quesadillas. I made chili. I made Filthy. Oh my God, Filthy sent me another fucking huge box. Thank
oh, I
Filthy.
Saw that. I what the heck?
The Paloma mix they sent me.
Palomer.
So yeah, Filthy cocktails. Any drink mixers they have, we made the Palomas. I was drinking them all night. Those were amazing. We had Lake Hour cocktail Lake Hour cocktail cans sent those over. We had those. It was a nice time. We had a really enjoyable, civilized. Nick and Kara came.
Very nice. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mira-san.
Mira.
We had a nice civilized time. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, everyone's dead. Everyone's
oh my God. Dawson.
Everyone's dead.
I can't. Between
Michelle Trachtenberg, Shannon Doherty.
Bitch.
Catherine O'Hara. Now
I just posted
Dawson's
a thing. It was like,
dead.
Everyone,
dead.
Everybody check on your millennials because our mom died and our grandmother died and then our boyfriend died.
Mira san.
Like Dawson, poor fucking Dawson. Oh, I mean, we knew it was going to happen because he was suffering from cancer and we knew he was very sick. But like, that was quick.
James Vanderbeek of Dawson's Creek fame, heartthrob 90s actor, has sadly passed away at the age of 48 years old.
So fucking young.
Colorectal cancer. That's why I did that. That's why I did that ad, because colon cancer is fucking terrifying. I did a Cologuard ad. You get your ass checked, everyone.
See?
Nicole had to get her SNRB checked.
You should do a PSA.
I did a Cologuard. I did a commercial for that because I use them, because it's the most, you know, colon cancer is the most deadly cancer known to man, but it's also the most preventable cancer known to man. It's the most preventable cancer.
Right.
Get your asshole checked, everyone. No matter what age you're at, if your doctor suggests it, get your, and like Nicole just had a scare with her SNRB. Everyone's asshole and SNRBs are broken. You have to check them out every day.
Just let them probe boobs, that shit, so
check
you don't
your boobs,
die.
Check all your parts. It's like it's as simple as just knowing early detection is key for all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know,
life
it's scary. You don't
short.
Want to, but if, preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he had colorectal cancer, which was an aggressive cancer. And
what a sin.
I can't believe how quickly he aged and how quickly it progressed.
No,
and
it attacked his body so quick.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was watching, but the one takeaway I will have about this is everyone's posting these videos of him and stories of him. He was the most patient, kind, genuine guy. Like he was like, you can see like all these videos, like personal videos he was making for people. He was doing cameos on his deathbed.
He literally did a cameo like 2 days before he passed away.
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't.
And there is a GoFundMe for his family. You know, he has 6 children.
Yeah, I just saw that. He has a ton of kids.
He has 6
Those poor
children. That poor mother. The
poor mother, the children. His youngest is as young as like 4, I think, or even younger. Like those poor children lost their father. Ugh. I can't.
So I know everyone's saying he's a rich actor. Why doesn't he go fund me? Girl, you don't know what those medical bills and those cancer bills and having all those damn kids, putting them through college.
He literally,
not
yeah, he it's literally like, did a video and said how depressed he was doing chemo because he couldn't work and he couldn't be a provider for his family. So he was freaking out about financials for all of his 6 children and his wife and knowing that he's not going to be here forever. So he was freaking out financially.
Yeah, so everyone says, you know, he's a celebrity. He has 6 children.
The well
and,
runs dry, bitch.
For years.
Yeah.
The well runs dry. So if you can do anything or, you know, support the cancer research funds, whatever you can do, but help be can't be. This message of this fucking podcast is be fucking nice. Be nice
be
to
a
people.
Nice person.
What is wrong with you? Be kind.
So many assholes here. I'm over it.
Where's Nancy? Where is Nancy?
Where the fuck is Nancy?
Where is Nancy?
Let's go
what is
get
going
her.
On?
After dinner on Sunday, we're going to go get her. You know what?
Okay. Nancy Guthrie, this is week 2. She's fucking gone. She's still gone. What are your thoughts?
This is fucking
What are your opening thoughts for this for a conversation about this? What is your opening thoughts? What do you think, just rat off the top of your head, what some ideas, what's going on?
It's a setup. Something is weird. Something is off. Somebody in the family definitely took her. Is she still alive? What is happening? Why is it so secretive? Where the fuck is she? Like, what is going on here? I don't know.
Okay, let's start with the first video that Guthrie put out. She says she's a smart, kind person. Talk to her and you'll see. Did you see that?
Oh, from Silence of the Lambs?
She said that, though, and she looked right in the camera. She goes like this. She paused and says, talk to her, and you'll see. She copied the line word
I know.
For word.
Something it's, is fucking weird with this.
So something's cryptic about that. So the FBI and, like, crisis people are saying that that is a tact thing that they told her to do for something to humanize the person. So I don't know if it's a direct correlation or it's a secret message, because of all these Epstein files things, these secret words, I was like, what does everything mean? I don't know. So
it's freaking weird.
Apparently, the footage. So they said that originally that for the past 2 weeks there's been no cam footage from the Nest camera, that it was disabled. They're not now all of a sudden
weird.
They have this footage. I think that was the I think they set that back up. And they, because how is the camera? And if they have that footage, how the fuck don't they have the footage? Because they didn't go in the house. They disassembled it in the house. I just turned the power off. Like what happened? Like how did they not have her being dragged out on that camera footage?
Exactly. That's why it had to be somebody that knows her and knows the family and knows how to like do all this shit. Nothing makes sense.
This is a taboo subject. It's like I just strap. Let everyone be strapped, because if I'm on my bed anyone comes to my bedroom, they're getting shot. Get out of here. It's like, I'm not saying that everyone should, you know, I'm not for gun violence, but like protect yourselves, because this is like in your own bedroom. She's in her own bed sleeping. Take that mother home. But it's just terrifying. It's like that this can happen to anyone. I think, okay, so my theory is in the beginning they said she has the medication that she has to take every day, and her heart monitor needs to be connected to something.
Right.
I either think that it was a grab and kill. And she's just for.
But why would they do that though if they want a ransom?
I don't think the ransom people are part of the death at all. I think that was just some money hungry people thinking and writing letters and trying to get money out of this. I don't think it has anything.
Oh, because there was a copycat and they were in custody.
Yeah, everyone's sending letters now.
Yeah.
I think it was a sick serial killer fuck that you know, a deranged fucking weirdo that likes killing people and just went in to go murder
random?
I don't know.
There's no way it was random. They definitely targeted her for a reason.
But yeah, it's like they're targeting her because it was Nancy Guthrie's mother, maybe, so she can kind of get money for it, or.
And that it would be worldwide news. Like, it would definitely be reported on.
She's getting so much attention for it. If anyone wants to go in there and snatch up Poppy, I can use a boost in my career. So anyone just go. I'll give you the key. You would have a mental breakdown. Door code. Snatch up Poppy and give me some press, Mama.
I can't.
He's for the taking. He would love it if Poppy got abducted. He would thrive. But yeah, I don't know where Nancy is. And it's like, at this point, oh, she said she can't live without, they can't live without the medication. It's been 2 weeks.
She's definitely dead then. Yeah.
Yes.
Because they were saying if it was like a planned thing, they would take her and they would take the medication, like knowing everything.
Yes.
So they can hold her and keep her alive to get the ransom. So nothing makes sense.
So now everyone's looking at the video of this person and trying to see what it is. The newest conspiracy theory is there's a guy named Justin or Jason or something that came to the scene of the crime to like give a testament. But like, oh, I think it was something shady. He came over and said, I think it was a brother-in-law, whatever. But now his lip is matching up to the lip inside the mask. And then what was he doing with that fucking bush, with those leaves? Like, was he just trying to cover the thing?
Oh, yeah, he was trying to cover it. Wait! Going back to the Super Bowl real quick. You were a bush. You were a bush.
Oh, yes, I was.
We totally forgot to talk about that.
Dana texts me. She goes, oh, my God, wait, I'm in a Ruber.
I think she was drunk.
I started that trend. I did that.
You did it
while
right
the Super Bowl
away.
Was still on.
Yeah.
No, while I was doing the performance was still going on when I posted that picture of myself. And I went on ChatGPT and I had him put my face in the thing.
Wait,
now everyone and their mother.
Yeah, those bush people got a lot of money.
Yeah, they got about $1,700 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like hundreds of them. But I put my video up of my, if you're not sure, go on my Instagram, follow me at Joey.
Yeah, Joey started the trend.
I lost 4,000 followers this month.
You're always going to lose followers.
Yeah, well, I need to.
I lost like 10,000 last month.
Oh, man, that's not. Well, Yeah, I was pretending to be in the bush. And I put that up. Now, everyone and their mother is taking my ChatGPT that I made up myself, because I had to curate that. It wasn't just a standard one you get. I had to curate it. And they're copying, pasting their faces into where I had my face. And this one woman wrote to me and said that she wants to thank me and say, I feel bad because I used your picture and it blew up. And now I have all this I made all this money from this from the viewership that I'm taking my family to Disneyland. I said, what? I said, give me some fucking money, bitch.
What?
Yes.
How do you make money like that?
I don't know how. I haven't made a dollar on Instagram or TikTok.
What the hell? I don't make any money.
Maybe it's a couple dollars here or there, but I don't think I'm making any money.
Enough to go to fucking Disney. That's thousands.
Yeah, a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
So you're welcome for being the light of the internet this weekend. Did you see how I said that looked like Northwest? It looked just like her.
It did, in that picture, it did look like
photo.
Her.
So, but I wouldn't put it behind her. I wouldn't put it behind her. Are you, so thoughts and prayers for Nancy's family, but it's not looking great. And at this
point,
what
a sin.
How the fuck is it? The FBI, how the fuck don't you have a lead? Like, I don't even care who the killer is. Just find fucking
I don't
find
trust
her body
anybody
find,
anymore. The
is.
FBI, the CIA, the government, I don't trust anybody.
They're all in cahoots, and this poor fucking woman, I don't think she's going back. Do you think she'll ever go back to work? I don't think so. I think she's going to just quietly go out like, on with her life. Is she married?
I mean, eventually I think she'll go back to work because that's her job. That's her living. But,
well, you know who stepped up like a real bitch? That Hoda fucking stepped in like a savior. Hooter, she's taken over for Savannah's, and she's taken over at the Today Show, and she's over there, you know, stepping up. And that's
very
nice. That's what we got to do. If one of our sisters has fallen, you have to step it up.
Well, thoughts and prayers for Nance.
It's happening.